Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
Is distributed leadership the answer to reaping the benefits of the expansion of ICT in schools? If so, what does it look like in practice? Deputy Head Helen Clark offered her school as an example of how leadership of ICT can be shared between staff at all levels.
All classroom teachers and subject managers manage their areas and are responsible for materials, planning and pupil data also. We do use the expertise of members of staff who are more competent and who have worked in ICT outside education. Recently, a student we had led a very well-received inset, both with teachers and support staff, on the interactive whiteboard. Sometimes it's about accepting that the children are also well able to support each other and staff.
One primary e-learning coordinator said that delegating some technical management aspects of the job to support staff had helped ease the demands of a job that has become increasingly time-consuming.
During the last 3 months, I've managed to convince the county school's ICT support to contact our school technician regarding all technical information and installations, rather than leaving messages for me to pass on. What I'd really like to happen would be to encourage all subject leaders to take on more responsibility to promote and train staff in the use of software appropriate for their subject. Currently, most staff rarely approach me with a request to purchase software, or, more disappointingly, are unaware of the software in school for their subject, despite being given an inventory.
Class teacher and ICT coordinator Paul Jingel agreed that getting subject leaders on board was a key tactic in easing the burden for ICT coordinators.
My aim is to get other subject leaders more involved, as everything that even needs plugging in seems to come to the ICT staff. We now have an ICT cluster, a group of teachers working on schemes and policies, which is a step in the right direction. I hope that this will encourage other staff to get excited about the importance of ICT in the curriculum.
A business manager of a fresh start primary school in Peckham with 300 pupils dispelled any notion that success with ICT depended on having state-of-the-art hardware. Despite a wealth of brand new ICT facilities, including an ICT suite, interactive whiteboards in year 1 to 6 classrooms, colour printers, network computers for the children and laptops for teachers, the school scored poorly in Bechter's self-review ICT framework.
I'm not convinced that staff know about half the resources available to them, how to use them effectively, and even whether they know how to log on to their school email. We're currently concentrating on the leadership and management section of the self-review framework. And to start off, we're auditing our staff's ICT skills. That and agreeing the school's vision for ICT are our first steps.
A full report on this subject by NCSL Research Associate Elizabeth Giltinen is available on the NCSL website at www.ncsl.org.uk/publications. And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.